This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts.
As I said at the top of the show, today's show is all about the NGV's wonderful triennial, which it was only 3 years ago that the first one ran. And we have, he's one of the major players. He's the senior curator of contemporary art and one of the leading curators on triennial. I'm talking about Simon Maidment. Hello.
Great to hear from you, David.
It's my pleasure to chat with you.
It feels like I was chatting to you only yesterday when we were talking about all the new digital offerings we were doing. And that was months ago now, 6 months, I've just realised.
6 months. And again, you weren't in the studio. It was online as well, wasn't it? But I think I was doing it from my lounge room at that stage.
Oh, well, at least you can spread out a bit more now.
True, exactly. Now, Simon, you guys have been obviously very busy because, again, and you're a government organisation, that the restrictions are probably a bit tougher for you than anyone else, where you couldn't actually be allowed in the gallery. And so how has it been working for you, you know, like pulling the whole thing together? How's it been?
It's been pretty tricky, I'll admit. We pivoted pretty quickly to working remotely all together. There weren't too many amendments to projects that are in the NGV Triennial. And to give your listeners a sense of scale, because I'm sure many had the opportunity to see the last exhibition, which was around 60 projects of artists and designers from around the world, and this edition is 83 projects.
Whoa.
And it takes place much more of the gallery's permanent collection spaces as well as the other spaces it was in previously. So it's a bigger show, more complex, and really we haven't had to amend the approach to too many projects. The ones that there was a bit of touching involved in terms of iPad screens or, you know, curtains that you would go through, that's had to be changed because we're not allowed to touch things in today's world. But all of the projects that we had planned are all going ahead. And with, you know, the beginning was really a bit of a learning experience, both for us but for many artists and designers working overseas who weren't touched so much by COVID restrictions. You know, there's a lot of countries that haven't really gone down the path of heavy restrictions. But over the last 6 months, that has changed and they have become more adept at working with us in a remote sense.
Right.
And the biggest change for us is just we don't have many artists and designers on site to oversee their projects.
Oh, right. Which is a real shame, isn't it? But
it is.
But we know why. Simon, can I ask the question, as in, you know, like with the NGV, 3 years ago, the concept came up. It's beyond your wildest dreams, I'm sure, on how popular it was. What was the idea? What was the concept? Why are you doing this exhibition? Well, I know why you're doing it, because it's awesome.
Which is reason enough. No, the initial thinking behind the triennial was, the NGV triennial was, that we were really looking at Melbourne and the cultural landscape, and we would hear a lot when we would do big exhibitions and successful exhibitions that, you know, the blockbusters, the fashion and Ai Weiwei and Andy Warhol, and people would say, you know, oh, it's such a shame we don't have something like the Sydney Biennale in Melbourne. It's such a shame we don't have a big recurrent event of international scope in Melbourne. And we started thinking about this and did some research. And really what came about with the NGV Triennial was, yes, it is a big exhibition that happens every 3 years, but it's actually one of the few in the world that happens at this scale and with this level of ambition, but that brings together not just art from around the world and Australia, but also design in all its forms. So fashion, computer gaming, VR, product design, architecture, and it looks at sort of what are the forming a kind of common language between all these kind of creative pursuits or practices to talk about the world today. And so that was what really was the unique thing that we were looking to present with the first one, and we didn't know quite how it would be received. We'd hoped, as you said, for quite a few people to come, but it was beyond our wildest dreams. We were hoping for maybe 500,000 people in 4 months, and we had 1.23 million people.
Wow.
So I would say the upshot of the current restrictions for audiences coming to the triennial this time is, while people do have to go online to book tickets, as you said, and it's free, of course, all the way through the whole run of the show, it's free. But it will mean that with the cap of numbers, it won't get as busy as some of the, you know, peak periods that we experienced during the first triennial, which was still manageable, but there were times when there were a lot of people in the building and in the garden, and this time it will feel like you really can, you know, move around without any fear of crowds. And one aspect of the free ticket that I should just point out to people, so which is not clear, I don't think, because it runs differently across different kinds of organisations. But once you're in the building, once you've got your ticket and it will have a time on it that you've booked, so you turn up at 11 a.m, show your ticket. You don't have to do any of the QR codes or anything like that because all your details are already in there. So you go in, and then you can stay as long as you like. It's not time. You don't have to leave in an hour. You don't have to leave in 45 minutes. You can stay all day until we throw you out at 5 o'clock or even later if it's, you know, during the festival time. So you can come early and spend all day. You can come back as many times as you like, and it is a really big show. And one of the draw cards for this show, I think you'll probably remember that we did a kind of two-week festival in the last edition in 2017, it was actually in January in the 2018, was called Triennial Extra, and we had performances and stayed open late nights. We're doing that again in summer, and it will go a little longer, but learning from that model and also the fact that everybody wants to spend time outside and, you know, enjoying themselves in sort of the NGV garden over summer, we've actually set up the whole garden as a dining experience, a lounge experience, and with music and DJs all day.
Right.
And that will run through the entire length of the show.
Oh, okay.
So
now,
you can come.
Yeah, well, the interesting thing, Simon, that you are actually putting the word out there. If you're a performer, you're like registered to be part of it, which I thought was a brilliant idea.
Yeah, we've really had a great response to that too. So, and if there's anyone else out there, budding DJs and bands, you know, get in touch. And we are really programming pretty much across the whole 4 months out there. So there will be that festival vibe a little bit outside, but and we've got, you know, some other kind of food offerings and things like that. But it will really be a continual party for the full 4 months until it closes mid-April on the 18th of April. So, you might need to wait a day or two. You can't just turn up at the door necessarily, but when you do get in, you can stay all day, come as many times as you want, and you won't be missing out on the party vibe, that's
all right,
for sure.
Now, we want to hear some of the amazing people that are exhibiting, but I've got a couple of messages, Simon, so don't go anywhere. We'll be back in a few minutes. We are talking all NGV's triennial, which is opening. It is the 19th, isn't it? I have got that.
It is,
right.
Saturday.
Yeah, it's Saturday, that's right. So hold there, Simon. We'll be back in 1 minute's time. You're on Joy 94.9.
Cobourg Community Health is dedicated to promoting the rights, mental health and well-being of LGBTQIA+ people in and around the Macedon Ranges. If you're under the age of 25, check out their Way Out program, a fun, free social support space with regular online and face-to-face catch-ups. Or check out CLIP, the country LGBTQIA+ inclusion program for adults. They offer support services and monthly coffee catch-ups. For more info, head to cobourg.org.au. That's cobaw.org.au. A Joy Community Service message.
One Foot In is a show that challenges mainstream narratives of being out.
Hosts B and Z share stories around navigating the coming out journey in a context that is not accepting.
With the hope that LGBTQIA+ people from diverse backgrounds who have one foot in the proverbial closet feel heard and know that they are not alone.
Tune in to One Foot In Tuesdays at 8 p.m. on Joy 94.9.
Or listen back to the podcast. Search One Foot In on your favorite podcast platform.
G'day, David Moyle from Joy's jazz show, Bent Notes. On this week's show, Paul Gardner wraps up the new releases of 2020, including Vanessa Perica's superb big band album, Love is a Temporary Madness, winner of the Best Jazz Album Award at this week's Music Victoria Awards. 2 hours of jazz and improvised music on your Sunday night, right here on Joy 94.9. Until then, may you have a wonderful jazzy week.
Oh, thank you. Yes, and listen to Bent Notes. It's a fantastic jazz show on Joy. Now, we have on the line Simon Maidman, who is a senior curator of contemporary art at NGV. And, of course, we're talking about Triennial. Simon, are you there?
I am. Absolutely. Can't wait to talk more about it.
Yes. Let's talk about some of the artists that are exhibiting.
Wonderful. Well, when I thought, one project, as I said, there's 83 in the show, and really there's 83 stories behind each one. And they're all articulated, you know, in some to some degree on our website and on the market site for the Triennial. So feel free, everyone, to have a little look yourselves. But I'll draw your attention to a couple of projects, which I think would be, you know, of particular interest to your to the Joy audiences.
Yep.
And the first, which is a really obvious one, is by Adam Nathaniel Furman and Sibling Architecture. So Adam is a UK-based architect, an architect theorist, who really his kind of research area is into queer space. And he teaches and makes architecture. And he's looked throughout his career at the ways in which colour has been suppressed in many respects within the architectural discipline, which has kind of, in a way, prevented a kind of a queering or queerdom within architectural practice. And so what we've done is invite Adam and Sibling, who are a local Melbourne-based architecture practice, a group of four young principals they've established about 8 years ago and are renowned for doing interiors and other spaces. The two practices have come together to create a new interior for the NGV Cafe and adjoining spaces. Yeah, and it's called Boudoir Babylon. I'll read you a little sentence, which is just fantastic. And it says, Boudoir Babylon is a sensual celebration of people mixing in and meeting in space, coming as singles, leaving as pairs, coming as pairs, finding their thruple, plus everything beyond and in between, which is very exciting for us to host at the NGV. So they've taken their inspiration from three spaces that have been really important for the history of the gathering of women together, queer people together, people who are gender diverse and also from political or religious backgrounds. And that is the boudoir, the salon and the club. And so they've mixed these three kinds of spaces and the language of those spaces together in a cafe area and then brought in Adam's signature high key colour, this kind of multicolour sensorial use of colour, which is very, in his sort of research, very liberating and owned by a queer community. So that's a really exciting project to sort of enter into for the beginning of the NGV Triennial experience. I think one that will be a lot of fun for Joy audiences to attend.
Fantastic. Now, some big international names. There's this little guy, I think some people might know him. His name's Jeff. Is it Coons? Is that an artist that we might know?
You have one of the most famous contemporary artists still living today. Absolute coup that we've managed to get him. This is the result of Tony's, you mentioned Tony Elwood earlier, our director, his tenacious work, wooing Jeff Coons, and we've got a new work commissioned from the artist and entering into the collection as well. which is about a 2.5 metre high, highly reflective stainless steel sculpture. And the sculpture is it's a sculpture of Venus, the goddess of love.
Yep.
Taken from an original 18th century porcelain figurine. So quite a small figurine that's then been blown up in scale and transformed into this highly reflective, mesmeric, towering figure of Venus, which is quite extraordinary.
And Simon, how do we know him for people that are going, oh, I think I know the name, but I'm not really sure? You know, like one of his famous pieces is that Michael Jackson piece, isn't it?
It is. So large-scale porcelain version of Michael Jackson and Bubbles from, I think, the early 90s or late 80s. He's also, for Australian audiences, a lot of people would know him for the very large-scale flower puppy.
Yep.
So this was a maybe 3 or 4 story high puppy sculpture, and the whole surface of the puppy, who's sort of sitting there in circular quay overlooking the opera house, the whole surface of the puppy was living flowers.
Mm.
And it sat out there on the, in circular quay in Sydney for, I think, 4 months or something like that, a few months.
And I was living in Sydney at the time, and it was great because all the plants were planted on puppy, which was huge, as you said, but then they all were growing. And so therefore puppy became, like this amazing coloured puppy. It was just spectacular.
It was an extraordinary thing. I think it was realised, if I'm not wrong, sort of around 2005.
Yeah.
And Brett Sheehy, who is now residing in Melbourne at the Melbourne Theatre Company, was the curator of that, I think, as part of Sydney Festival. So so this would be, ring large in people's minds, I think, when they think of Coombs here in Australia. It's a really extraordinary piece commissioned with John Caldor. Yeah.
Okay. Well, look, you just touched on a couple of things. We've obviously got some of the artists we're chatting to this afternoon, and a couple more of curators as well. Simon, thank you so much. And it's always a pleasure chatting to you. The NGV just blows me away. We feature them a lot on Sunday Arts because you guys do so much, and you're the big player in town within the arts. But you keep on doing such exciting things. It must be so brilliant working at the NGV, Simon.
It is. It'll be even more brilliant when we're actually back in there. But I must say, after spending 3 years working on this show and the last 9 months working on it from home and not being able to see much art in the flesh, seeing it all come out has made me so excited for this show. Some of the installations are absolutely extraordinary, and I just can't wait for people to see it.
Yeah, well, I can't wait to get there, even though mine will be delayed. Bloody Christmas and sister's birthdays. How dare they throw it in the middle of something the NGV is doing. Simon.
Enjoy Adelaide.
Thank
David.
You. Thank you.
We'll keep it open until you get back.
Yeah, just for me. Simon Maidman, thank you so much for chatting to us about just some of the wonderful art that's going to be at NGV's triennial. See you later.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribe.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.